He immediately turned the light on, too.
Too many wires.
You're a champion.
He's a tiger. I like tigers.
I don't know how I feel about this Monday.
It's kind of a creepy tiger.
This Monday, it's becoming a Monday routine of walk in.
Oh, the Redskins,
the Redskins
game is on.
But well, they've won. That's why.
It's the only time I do that when they win. So it's been the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, maybe that's why. So maybe that's a good thing. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just, I don't know.
You're not exactly a football fan,
no,
are you?
No, I'm a big football fan. I watched way too much football this week.
Purdue,
yeah.
Winning, right?
Yeah, I mean, they beat Illinois.
Well, Illinois is okay. Right?
Well, I mean, you would think with a coaching staff full of former NFL coaches, yeah, you would think, but it's going to take them time in Illinois. Lovie Smith is the coach there.
Oh, wait, really?
Right. Yeah,
I didn't know that. That's
yeah, right. Lovie
wasn't. Those two former Jeff George schools going at it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And for the record, I have a pretty rare autograph, and I don't have any autographs. This is the only autograph I can recall. No, I've had two. John Green.
Oh,
John
yeah.
Green was the other one. I actually went to him and said, "Hey, can you sign this book?"
I'll sign autograph.
Seventh or eighth grade, I forget which.
Hello.
Went to a Purdue game, and I believe it was the 1 year he played at Purdue. Jeff George did, and I got an autograph
on
a program. It's
really?
Buried somewhere. But, yeah, he eventually left, went to Illinois.
Wasn't he in Texas A&M or two or some, one of those?
I don't think so. Maybe late? I don't know. His son is at Illinois.
I know his son's at Illinois.
George Jr., yeah.
Looks just like him.
We talked to someone whose friends – you
oh,
remember this?
That's
Such
right.
a bizarre, weird –
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Was that at the?
I have no idea what he does or why we. Why
I don't remember that?
He may have been the first person to reach out to us when you started talking about doing vodka. Does that sound right?
Yep, might have been.
I don't know.
Someone who knew about Jeff George Jr. Jeff George Jr.
Apparently, he's best friends with Jeff George Sr.
Oh, okay.
And we thought that he wanted to do business with vodka, but I think he just wanted a private lunch with the Chickster.
Oh, that's okay. Right. That's right. And those can be had for a price. You guys line them up. Let's do it. $100 for me and then buy my meal. Maybe I should make that a little.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
$100.
Now
half
you gotta,
hour.
You're going to have to
up the ante there.
Jeff and I both have to be there as well mm-hmm. as buffers.
Like rodeo clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Plus dinner.
Transportation.
What? What goes with dinner? Is that app, entree,
I think
dessert?
Three course, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Start to finish.
Drinks included? Because I'm going to have a lot of drinks.
Two drink minimum.
Two drink minimum. Okay, all right.
Oh, the nice bourbon.
But I'm going top shelf if I get two drink minimum.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get at, I forgot what, you got an old man drink when we went to Chicago.
I got an old fashioned.
Was it an old fashioned?
But like we were at a bar where the guy
That's
was just like.
That's right, you did.
It kind of felt like the right place to do it though.
Yeah,
right?
they had like signature cocktails, fancy stuff. And he's like, well, we take the bourbon and we put a maple infused syrup.
Oh, he was a mixologist.
There was too much to it. And it was too fancy. I just wanted to.
And when he stirred it, you could tell he was counting.
Yeah.
And then he stirred it like 20 times.
That's right.
And then he stopped.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Reversed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a science.
Do you guys count with anything every time, very specific?
Mm. When I eat, when I'm chewing.
No, you don't. You liar.
No.
I do with when I shuffle cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you shuffle cards, it's seven times. They're truly random. So
really?
I always shuffle seven times.
Yeah, I have friends that, and done. I'm like, hey.
Always seven.
Elevators.
If it's eight. Wait, what?
You count on elevators?
If I'm going to the fifth floor, I push the elevator button five times.
Oh.
Why do you do that? Is it good
because
luck?
If I don't, I'll get stuck in the elevator or it'll kill me.
Oh. And it hasn't killed you yet.
Just a slight touch of OCD.
Yeah. You know. So if you shuffle the deck eight times, does it go back to like perfect order?
Then it's extra random.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, so minimum random is seven.
Seven, okay. Yeah.
I'll remember that tonight. When
there's something in the
world.
Oh,
you got cards tonight?
Oh, yeah. Something in the world of magic called a card force, and you can actually predetermine what card they're going to pick. That's how you know what card they pick. And it's to do with shuffling, I think, or something. Am I getting any of this?
Is this tarot or like playing cards?
No, it's like a card trick if you're a magician.
Did Hoyle tell you this?
According to Hoyle,
I'm a bicycle man.
You're a bicycle man?
I don't know. Hoyle's crap.
I'm a bee.
No,
bee
I mean,
man.
My dad used to have the Hoyle like official rule book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's
according to
Hoyle cards are inferior to bicycle.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that.
I would believe that.
Yeah.
They're all
I like a good playing. I like to find random decks of cards that were like I have a deck of cards that's mushrooms. It's all different types of mushrooms.
What? I could blow your mind how many different type of bicycle cards there are.
Really?
They make some really cool ones.
Oh yeah, we have. The
I was starting
waterproof
to collect
ones.
Them and I got a little overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed, yeah. There's we have the waterproof ones. So if you're at the beach or the lake, they're plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're see through. I mean, well, they're clear where the white would be, like the negative spaces. Yeah. Is clear. They're kind of cool.
Huh. Kind of wacky.
Kind of crazy. Now, did you guys ever play Spit or Speed?
Speed.
See, this is what I'm talking
like
about.
War?
This is what I'm talking about.
There's one.
It's not. It's kind of like War, but it's two people. No.
There's
it's
one like, card game. Seven card stud. That's it. Nothing wild.
No. Oh, no. Do you know Spit or Speed?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I've never heard
I'll show
that.
You guys at the break.
There's Spit in the Ocean. I've heard of that.
Yeah. We used to play Spit and Speed. They're two different games. I know I keep saying them together, but they're kind of similar.
Yeah, I thought there was just one Spit and Speed.
You gotta know when to hold them.
I want to get my. I've never done tarot cards.
You never
have.
Done it?
I don't even know what that. Yeah, explain that to me, please.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Well,
Jeffy knows.
Jeffy?
You had a guest on.
Yeah, we had a medium for the spooky Halloween edition.
I think I'm a double X.
What?
I'm a double X if you had a medium. Am I right, everybody?
What kind of. Did you say it was spooky?
Spooky.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is. Like 2 minutes into that podcast, I made the same like medium short joke, and she just looked at me.
Yeah, she didn't think it was funny.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
But they have a deck of cards, and they just deal them out. They can go like 3, 5, or 7.
Okay.
And they read them to you, and
yeah.
A lot of times, like if there's like, she claims that the cards are calling her, and like if there's one that's like poking out of the deck, she's like, oh, this one
means something
like it's calling, it wants to be out of the deck, and then it just tells you your fortune, I guess.
What are the card? What's on the card?
That's what it's all different. Like there's, I know of certain thing. There's like an empress or an emperor, and different. There's, I mean, there's just all kinds of different things, and they all mean something different.
Every card or every deck is different. It all has different logos on it, but it all means the same thing in a way. Like there's some that have like the devil or death, and there's some that have those out because they're too dark for some people. They don't want to see that. It scares them. But you can use a standard deck of playing cards and do tarot cards too. Like the king, queen, and jack all mean something. And
I have two sets, and I've never even – like I don't – just because I think they're pretty. I think the different art on them is very pretty.
Sure.
And but oh my gosh, if some of the women in my family knew that I had tarot cards, they would lose their minds.
It's the devil's work.
I know, but it's not. I feel like it is if you invite it or if you take it that direction.
Black magic.
Isn't that like a vampire? They can't come in unless you invite them, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because you know, they have to ring the doorbell first.
I feel pretty strongly about that. If you don't let those terrible thoughts in your head, then
I do too.
Why? Yeah.
Yeah. If you're open to the negativity,
man, I'm really fighting the devil today. Why'd you even let him in?
What are you considering it for?
Right.
Yeah. I agree. I don't know. But I feel like there's kids or things that kids do or mess with that they don't. Maybe they invite.
Sure.
Or,
unknowingly, I guess.
Unknowingly, yeah. I don't know. But I feel also that that's – or maybe they do know and they're just tempting and, you know, I don't know.
Have you ever messed with tarot cards, Chick?
No. I'm trying to think. I'm sure I've had my fortune told at some point.
You've been
point.
To a psychic.
Yeah, I've been to a psychic. It all sounds like it's you won't find this surprising, but it also seems like you're looking for negative things when you start messing with that stuff. I don't know.
Really? Yeah, you open the door for a possible bad stuff, yeah.
I know. I follow some tarot card readers on Instagram, and they do – like they'll show their – they do one like every morning, and it's just – and I don't know – but it was – it's almost like three different aspects or characteristics of the day, and I think that she almost uses it as like a morning meditation or a morning prayer, like just pay attention – to these three things through the day and be mindful of them. Like, I don't think that she makes it look like it's her fortune or it's her future. But I like it better
presenting
that way.
Hey, this is how the universe, this is the vibe of the universe today.
Right. Yeah. So be aware. And it's not even that. It would be the same thing as reading like a devotional. Like, hey, this is the devotional for the day. Just be mindful of it. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of like that. I like to do it that way. I don't know. I don't take it. I think if you take it too seriously, that's when it gets.
Right. Yeah. I think you'd like it. It's kind of therapeutic. It's fun. It. Sarah Hawking was the girl who did ours, and she it kind of focuses on some of your flaws, but some of your positive qualities as well, and how you can
it's like a yin and a yang. Yeah,
it's good. It was interesting. You have
to
have an open mind. Yeah,
I did listen.
Yeah, no, she's really good.
And if somebody else wanted to listen, where would they go?
JeffHibbert.com.
Did somebody say during the debate last night, somebody tweeted, Hillary Clinton said HillaryClinton.com just as many times as Jeff Vibbert says JeffHibbert.com.
That's
funny. I thought that was pretty funny.
Did anybody in this room watch the debate?
So it's official. I'm going to Canada.
Yes.
We're 11 minutes in. We haven't started.
You know, today is the Canadian Thanksgiving. Did you guys know that?
If I'd have known.
October 10th.
I wouldn't have brought you guys chili. I'd have brought you something. I don't know what they do for Thanksgiving in Canada.
Canadian bacon.
Bacon. Mm. Yeah, lots of bacon.
No, they do. We got a tweet this morning. Somebody.
Same thing?
17-pound turkey going in the oven in somewhere in Alberta or something. Yeah.
That's interesting because it's Columbus Day here.
Yep. Which has kind of taken on a negative, or more truth has been revealed about Columbus and what he did when he got here.
Yesterday was also Leif Erikson Day, the famous Viking, Hinka Dinka Darvin, to you and all of your loved ones.
Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert losing his mind, obviously. Are you Norse? You don't look Norse. You don't look Swedish.
100%. 100%.
Inka Dinka Darva?
Inka Dinka Darvin.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, but I liked how he did like his like samurai greeting at the end of it. Like
Namaste.
No, it's his Jason Bieber.
That's a Jeff or what's
Justin.
His
Justin?
Justin. What did I say? Jason Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Don't ever besmirch my name.
Jason Bieber's his less successful brother. He's an accountant.
Yeah, it's like what's his name's brother?
They have CFL football. They have CFL football all day in Canada today.
That's why it's okay. I was like, why would they start it at 1 on a Monday?
Today's just like a Thanksgiving in Canada. Only
is it always on a Monday?
I
much like our Thanksgiving always is always on a Thursday.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Second Monday of October.
Can you verify this, Chick? For CFL rules, the football can bounce on the turf once. Is that true?
No. Okay. Players can be in motion with the ball.
Is it American football?
It's pretty similar.
Pretty close.
The 90 field.
Their ball's different, though, isn't it? It's more like a rugby ball.
Well, because of the cold, the ball's very different up there.
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes it's hidden.
I heard it was like a cube.
No, there's a midline because it goes the 50, and then there's another 10 yards in the midline. So it's actually 120 yards long.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the end zone is like 30 yards long or 20 yards long.
Right.
The end zone is twice as big as our end zone.
Why? Because once
Doug Flutie could have a career. I don't know.
If you're passing into the end zone, that's where that would be beneficial.
Right.
Not when you're running. Like I thought when you're running. I was like, why would you? What? Yeah, to give you.
Yeah, a little extra tarmac.
I think our game's better, obviously. I mean, I'd
go to a Canadian football game. I'm interested.
It's 10 degrees up there once you cross the border right now.
Do you think they come here and do one? Like we went to London, they would come to the United States and play Canadian football?
I'd go.
I would go. I'd absolutely go.
Well, they'd have to reconfigure the field.
Do we all have our passports?
True. No.
Jeff,
get a passport. Okay?
Mine is about to 2016. Expire,
mine's 18, I think.
Yeah, mine's about to expire.
How long do they last?
7 years.
I bet mine's
20. I thought it was 10.
10 years. It's 10. 9.
Oh, I need to get one.
Odds are mine's going to. I'm going to expire before my passport, so I don't think it expires until 23 or something like that. 22.
When do the Redskins play in London?
2 weeks.
Okay.
Is that right?
Oh.
Philly and then the Bengals, I think.
Okay. The Bengals game? So whose home game?
Philly, the Lions, then the Bengals.
So whose home game is it?
I think
the Redskins
the Bengals home game.
I don't know. It might be the Bengals.
Okay.
Okay.
That's exciting.
I can see the English thinking the Bengals are. They like tigers, like Bengals like, and Jaguars.
Oh, they like that over there?
Yeah.
How quick, like, how they close like are you to just buying a ticket and going?
It would be fun. I got to admit, I thought for a second there I was going to get to go, but.
It just hit me. I just remember this. We had this conversation but beginning of the season.
Airfare's crazy. Yeah. I mean, if I had gotten it when I'd first heard about it, like in February, whenever they scheduled the game.
What were the tickets?
$1,200 round trip or some crazy thing.
That doesn't seem that crazy.
$1,400, but I mean, you are flying to England.
Yeah. It's a great big machine that's going to take you across the ocean.
Oh, flying's amazing.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't spend the night. I'd just go over, land in the morning, go to the game.
You would not.
He probably would.
Oh, he'd
sleep
stay.
In the street. Sleep in the street.
No, I'm remembering now because
not
early
bloody
in the season,
likely.
Oh, sorry.
Before the season started, I thought, oh my goodness, the Redskins are playing at Cincinnati. Let's go, Chick. Let's make our plans now. And then he's like, no, that one's in London.
What's now, and while they're playing in Detroit in 2 weeks, that's like 3 hours away. Four.
It's like almost five.
Five and a half.
Yeah. Is it five to Detroit? Yeah. It's a lot.
No.
And you're risking your life, but you know, it's up to you.
Looking it up, boss.
You go to Detroit, but you stay in Auburn Hills. That's how you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that their fancy part?
I think so. I don't know. We stayed there for a cross-country meet.
What's
one
their
time.
It used to be called the Pontiac Silverdome.
Yeah, but I don't
but
think.
What is the
Ford Field. Exactly. That's where Adele was. I had a girlfriend who just went there for Adele.
Adele? Oh, yeah.
Mm. Adele played Ford Field?
Maybe not. I don't know. Sounds right, though.
Sounds right.
I love Adele.
She could fill out Ford Field.
Here's how we actually go. We actually go through Toledo.
Holy oh, yeah.
Toledo.
That is the
so
quicker
you go
way.
Out of Fort Wayne. It makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So 69
God,
to okay. Yes, 70.
No, 469 around Fort Wayne. Then actually it's 24, which is like just a U.S. highway. 4 hours, 12 minutes.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Chick makes that in 340. I'm just saying.
No, not necessarily with
trim
pee breaks. Yeah.
If I time my pees,
the Chicago trip didn't you pee once?
Oh yeah, Chicago trip. I did only pee.
Yeah, you were amazing.
That's true.
But the stress level that he may or may not get a UTI.
Well,
was...
you know, the Redskins playing Chicago too in December, like the 27th or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Chicago,
I think it's the 25th, isn't it?
No, not
I think there's they games on Christmas this year.
I think it's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Oh, they moved a lot of them to Saturday, I think. Yeah.
Yesterday was the first time that my dad has been to a Colts game as a spectator.
Oh, really?
Since 1988.
How did he swing that?
So he took yesterday off, which is funny because for my dad to take off work and then be at work.
Right.
Yeah, it was very hard.
And let's back up. He's
my dad's a huge Bears fan.
He's in charge of the building.
My dad, yeah, maintains.
He maintains. He's the boss.
Yeah.
He's
the guy who opens and closes
opens
the
and
roof.
Closes the roof.
Yeah.
About three years ago,
yeah.
he gave me and some of my friends a great tour of the place.
Yeah.
The control room where this is how you do it. We went actually out on the roof.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. So yes, so there you go. He
yeah.
I'm just now hitting
no
me how
one
crazy
knows
this is.
Lucas Oil like my dad
right,
knows
right,
Lucas Oil. Like
right.
He knows every inch of that building. And I hope that when he retires that he goes and works at like IMA or something because he would be an amazing, amazing museum guide. He's or he could give like wherever they would give tequila tours. He loves tequila too. But yeah, he went yesterday and he had his Bears hat, his Bears sweatshirt. And then I noticed, I was like, he does have something blue, like not navy, like Colts blue. I was like, what is it? And because him and Rebecca were sending me pictures. And I was like, what is that? He doesn't have anything Colts. What's he got? And I noticed I knew he took it but it was a Cubs pullover. And so it's the same blue as Colts blue. So he wouldn't stand out, but it was Cubs. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Two things. Bengals are the home team.
Yes.
And Redskins play the Bears in Chicago Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
Christmas Eve.
24.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
No, 2 weeks is Detroit?
Yes, Philly this Sunday, Detroit the next Sunday, and then.
You might want to ask Dap about that. Cincinnati. He might road trip with you and go to
Chicago?
You guys could spend Christmas Eve
well,
at a
the
Bears
way
game.
The Redskins are playing, they're going to beat the Bears, going to get the ass beat.
Mm-hmm. So, like the 30th, you think, is the Detroit game?
No, that's the Bengals game.
So. Okay, so the 23rd
is the Detroit game.
So before the London game is the Detroit right. game. Gotcha. Gotcha. So if any listeners out there have tickets for the Chick McGee and Jeff and Jason, we'll be gladly,
That'd
be an easy game to go to, really. Actually, and if it, especially if it's a 1 o'clock game.
Mm-hmm. You know, though, there's nothing get up, easier than being at home. I had Redskins football on. I had Redskins radio on yesterday.
I'm trying to get this to
Sonny
my kids.
Doing the SJ9 cigar commercials.
Life is outside the house. Yes, there are times when it's great to watch it in at home, but living life is outside the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To me, I look more at the house as just a place to sleep.
There's very specific days where I'm like, you know what? I don't want to leave my house, and I'm totally not going to feel guilty about it.
But, sure.
Yeah, I just – but other than that, no. Like, for my mental health, I need to leave. Oh, even if I go for
absolutely.
A walk. Like, I can't. Yeah.
Josh and I went to a concert Friday night.
Oh, what did you see?
We saw a cover band.
Yeah.
For the band Tool.
How was it?
It was actually very good.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not of the generation that would appreciate Tool, let alone
no,
Tool,
no, absolutely, cover band. Absolutely, yeah. Well, but it's one of those things that you don't just, as I told Josh, you don't just clang on some strings and Tool comes out. It's a little bit more. I know the drummer was amazing. The drummer for Tool, Danny Carey, is I think the best drummer ever. And this guy
that's not right at all.
Well, yes.
Who's the best drummer ever?
Look it up.
Chad Smith and Keith Chili Peppers.
Chad's good.
What about Def Leppard's drummer? I mean, that guy's only got one.
Yeah, true. That's a good point. He's handicapped. He's pretty good.
Mm-mm. They had a great chance to kick him out of the band. Look, Rick.
But then you're the dick that kicked out the guy in the band. Was he in a car accident? Is that how he lost his...
Yeah. They got all that money from Pyromania, and he bought a Triumph, I think, Jaguar.
It was a Corvette-looking kind of car.
And crashed it.
Yeah. Crashed it and cut his
And on those crappy roads in England.
There you go. If I go to the Bengal game, I'm not going to be able to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just land at Heathrow, zip on out to Wembley.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that Twickenham?
Do they have Uber over there?
You mean Uber?
Do they have Uber?
No, Uber. It's probably called something like carriage. Like it's
lolly. Lolly.
Yeah.
Did you call a lolly then?
They do call no. A carriage is an ambulance. That's what they call the ambulance in London.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think.
I watched Luther. Well, I don't remember.
She doesn't get in a carriage.
No, I think I know that for two reasons. There was something on the BBC that I just watched, but also because of Call the Midwife.
Oh,
I think that is why.
You'd like Call the Midwife.
I did like Call the Midwife.
Is a boot the trunk?
That's the trunk.
That's the trunk. And then a pram is a stroller. Mm-hmm. And
a bumbershoot is an umbrella. That's a Mary Poppins thing. I don't. Maybe that's not.
Is that what she called it?
You know, Dick Van Dyke totally drunk during the entire filming Mary Poppins.
What?
Totally blotto. He admitted it.
It's so much easier to watch that knowing in that now because...
Hello, Mary Poppins!
Addie loves that movie.
So you can tell he's drunk when you're watching it?
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, you would assume that he was just in character, but then you're but that character really is just like a drunk guy.
Yeah.
That's why he did it so well. Yeah.
Huh. Love it when that happens.
Hmm. Aluminium.
Aluminium. That's right. Aluminum.
That's how they say it?
Yeah. There's like an extra U in there or something.
Schedule.
I was listening to a podcast on the way here and I heard a lady from Australia say Uranus. And I was like, what did she just say? And then it took me, like, I kept saying it over and over. I stopped the podcast and I was like, she was saying, I can't remember how she said it, but she kept saying, and I had to keep saying it to myself to realize, oh, she was saying, do you guys say Uranus? Uranus?
Yeah, Uranus.
I think both ways, either way is kind of, Uranus. I don't know.
I don't know who.
Giddy as a.
Who named Uranus.
Right.
But they were
having a good
fucking
time.
With us. Yeah, that's what I think. Let's call it Uranus because it's dark and cold.
That's my favorite joke that I played on my son when he asked me what astrology was. And I said, it's where somebody reads the freckles on your butt and tells you your future.
Astrology.
He goes, shut up.
Bend over, boy. Let's see what your future is.
So.
So, no, Josh and I went and saw that. It was great.
Yeah.
Great late. I think that's part of the thing
had
with
a laser thing.
I think that's part of it. If you do a cover band, you have to have a show going along with.
Well, here's what I heard is they also were late going on.
Yes, they. Well, no. Here's the thing: there was no advertised time for going on.
Oh well, how about that?
But they went on later than they should have. Yes,
that's my kind of show.
Like 9 o'clock.
Here's what it was: doors opened at 9.
Oh well, then
and there was a DJ.
Then I would assume they wouldn't be there till 10:30 or 11.
10:30 is when they started.
There you go.
But they played for like 2 hours, 15 minutes, something like that.
But I'm kind of on the same schedule as a late cover band. Yeah. Like,
but in Josh's defense, I don't know if he got a nap or what, but you know, he had been up since 5. You know,
yeah.
I've had that happen. You're just like, come on, yeah, I've been up that, all
yeah.
day.
Yeah, he says, because if he takes a nap, I've heard him say this before, he's like, I don't know when I'll wake up.
One day he went to sleep at like 2 and didn't wake up till 10 that night.
He slept 6 or 7. It was,
how is that possible?
I have no idea.
You know, by Thursday, I always say by Thursday, if you're up every day early, by Thursday, you're wanting big ass nap.
Yeah. You're done.
I made the conscious decision to go to take a nap Saturday, and I laid down about noon. I thought, okay, here we go. All right. Didn't set an alarm, didn't do anything. I'm just going to put the girls away, the dogs, not actual women. And
you're going to have to leave, ladies.
I said, okay, here we go. All right. And I fell asleep right away. I'm like, oh, yeah.
You give yourself a pep talk
oh,
like
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, man. I was asleep 18 minutes. it was nuts.
I still contest that there's the science
what the hell?
To that.
Really?
Yeah, because mine is a 20-minute nap. 20. I know. Give myself about 3.5-4 minutes to fall asleep.
I would have bet anything I was asleep for 2 hours.
And then 19 to probably 21, 22 minutes, and I'm good. And I think that's because I napped in the tanning bed growing up all the time.
No.
it's called a NASA nap. I think like 26 minutes and 30 seconds is the ideal nap time.
Could you be more
exact
for a human?
It's called the Bahama Mama's nap because that was the tanning salon I went to.
I do that all the time. I'll say, Alexa, set alarm for 22 minutes. I'll just kind of estimate.
Yeah,
you know,
that's good.
Seeing how much time I have, and I'll just rest.
That's good.
Could suntan lotion names be any more sexual, like the bronzer that you get?
Oh,
like,
it's terrible.
So gross.
I'm
like,
more
what?
How do you know?
Because like my dad tans, and
your dad does have a mean tan.
Yeah, and he has just the weird, like,
you know what I mean, he tans
like black sex.
And yeah,
it's like, what?
it is and it's like Hawaiian tropic, and but there's tanning bronzers and accelerators that you put them on your body and they tingle or burn. And it's pulling all that, like, it's sucking in as much pigment or whatever it does. I don't know.
Butter.
Yeah, but it's like, it's nuts. And those things are like $30 and $40 a bottle.
When you've joined those I've let my tanning.
He's a tanner.
Club lapse, I'm going to go back. And they always ask, I think that's where they make the real money is, do you have everything you need as far as products go? Every time, you know. Mm-hmm. That and buying the tanning goggles that you have to have.
No, you don't.
Mr. McKee, do you have your comb butter today?
I need a big jar of black comb butter.
It's so disgusting.
Winter Skin. Oh, that's an organic one. J-Wow. J-Wow has her own line of tanning.
J-Wow is the one with the big boobs on Jersey Shore.
Oh,
Shore.
Yeah. Oh,
Coconut Kisses.
Is J-Wow still a thing?
There's hemp.
I bet in some areas.
Brand. Get ripped. That's an Ed Hardy accelerator.
Yeah. Ed Hardy, everybody. Mm-hmm. God, I love those tattoos.
Do you ask your dad about the whole tanning process?
No. I try to stay out of that.
Solid black.
I want your dad to be.
Has anyone here ever been to a Planet Fitness, the gym?
No, I'm really excited that I haven't, too.
Aren't you a member?
Well, I'm a member of the Planet Fitness, but it's such a weird place because they have all the workout equipment you need. Then they have the tanning beds. So they have like the tanning lotion behind the counter and all that stuff. And then they have...
It's literally a Jersey Shore store.
Okay.
And then they have like candy and pizza on certain days. Like they have candy all the time, but they have pizza parties. And it just completely defeats the purpose of working out. Like, I mean,
what?
They give you pizza on Mondays. I don't know. They want to keep you overweight. So you have to
keep you
chubby.
Yeah. So you have to keep coming
smart,
back to Planet Fitness.
Is it
Fiesta Sun Kiwi Kapow? Sorry, Kapow.
Is that must be J-Wow's, right?
No, I don't know what that one is. I use the Maui Babe, and it's a browning lotion, and they make it in Hawaii. But it's like all natural stuff. Well, except I guess mineral oils. Like, that's probably not it. But it's nut oil and coffee plant extract.
Nut oil.
And aloe. But it's supposed to be the best one for you. Like it's a, it's not crazy. But you smell like whatever else. But you smell like teriyaki sauce afterwards. Like somebody's like, what smells like buffet? Like it was me. With, on the
like
beach.
The mall food court.
Does that make you hungry?
No.
If it's on you?
No. No, it doesn't. I don't. That doesn't. I didn't think that it smelled like teriyaki sauce, but coffee, teriyaki, same. I don't know.
Camo Queen. That's one of them.
God, I'm used to tan so
much. And did your dad have his own?
Yeah, he had his own like bottle, and it was like in a black bottle, and I think it was like black velvet sex. Like, it's just like, what?
And he goes to a tanning place. You guys don't have a bed in your house.
I don't know anyone. I don't think tanning beds are legal anymore. You know what I mean?
We had one in our garage.
I mean, like back in the day, I had friends that had tanning beds.
Easy,
but
Jeff. It was like 20 years ago.
They
oh
just
my God,
moved
it was 20
up.
Years ago.
They just moved up to like a level one carcinogen or something.
Oh,
yeah, it's
yeah.
the same tanning as cigarettes.
Beds. Yep.
Yeah, same as cigarettes.
I think energy drinks are less healthy than cigarettes.
That well, that's
sense?
Because
energy
you,
drinks are less healthy than
you vomit
cigarettes.
When you have a Sprite.
Okay, that's true. Yeah.
No, but that's the thing. His is caffeine. That kid sucks down caffeine like it's his job.
Who,
I do
him?
Love coffee, yeah.
Him, yeah.
Well, how can you drink all the coffee and not get sick and you can't drink
I don't
a Sprite?
Know. I think it's
the
carbonation. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the sugar, and the carbonation?
So what if there's bubbles in it? How does that your little body can't take a bubble?
Bubbles will fuck you up, Jason.
They're the devil's
think about
work.
It. You get the bends. You get the bends. You get bubbles in your blood
yeah.
system.
God, have you guys – so I've been taking shots of apple cider vinegar every morning and every night, mm-hmm. and there's mornings where you can feel – like I can feel it doing its work. It's like, have you ever drank hydrogen peroxide?
Never drank
no,
it.
No, and I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Yeah. No, yes, you can. There's a food-grade hydrogen peroxide that you can dilute, and you drop it in there, and you can feel it –
bubbling?
Like, bubble.
Well, yeah, it's hydrogen peroxide.
I know, isn't that weird?
It's got extra
you
oxygen
ever,
in
you
it.
Ever drink sulfuric acid? You can actually feel it.
You can feel it. But it's good for you.
How?
Because it is. It's oxygen in your body.
Is that what it's doing? It's oxygenating your body?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, isn't so your... it oxygenates you. Then what? What's that do
you
for
you? You have
to
work your
there's
way up
there's plenty of
to
oxygen
it.
Out here.
Yeah, but
20%.
There's no mm-hmm. such thing as too much oxygen.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
There's only 20% oxygen out here.
Mm-hmm. It's mostly nitrogen, which is weird.
That is weird.
Mm-hmm. It's like mm-hmm. we're.
You think it'd be colder if it's mostly nitrogen? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not.
Isn't nitrogen
solid.
Cold?
If it's solid, yeah. It's gaseous right here.
I love balloons.
They're pretty great.
I love it when he makes that noise.
We're all kind of anxious because Jess brought us chili. So we're going to go have a bowl of chili, and we'll be right back with part two of The Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Well, this is right out of the 80s, huh?
What is that noise?
Him breathing in the mic, and then there's a...
No.
The thing that sounds like... Yeah, that... I don't know.
Sounds like a bird.
Something...
There's a bird.
Something cutting edge at the time, I'm sure. I think I was a music director when this was a song, and I had to add it.
You had to add it? Yeah.
This and
what,
I remember,
was it a rock station, or was it a pop station?
How about a rock? How about a pock? How about a
rock?
Pop rock? I also didn't like Aha, Take On Me. It was about the same time.
Oh, okay.
I think I liked that one better.
I liked the video with Aha.
Yeah, yeah. It
was the sketches.
The sketches, and they were coming, yeah.
Take On Me.
This song came out in 1985.
It was quite a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying, I didn't know where you were in 1985. I was just. Saying.
I was in my last years in Pickwell. No,
I was thinking
Springfield, Ohio. Yeah, I was doing mornings in Springfield, Ohio,
We called them maximum warnings.
Did you really?
Yeah.
The only time I had to fire somebody was then.
So really? you were doing the music and you were
I was
the
program
morning,
director and I was morning guy, yeah.
Morning guy.
Mr. Level-headed, even-keeled. Chuck McGee was, yeah.
Was there a lot of paperwork?
Somewhat, sure.
I just can't see you doing that.
Oh, back then, it was probably a ton of paperwork. It's all there was.
Now. Yeah, just logs.
Like Tuesday, Tuesday was music day. All the record reps would call and send me records. And
really?
Give me,
did you have an office?
Yep. Yeah, give stuff to give away, just like LD does down there at TTS. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is she their program director?
She's music director. Pretty sure. She's one of the last music directors in the country, I bet. She really actually does listen to music. And
Yeah, Michael Young was our music director in the building. And Ace was like, Michael was for the alternative station. Ace was.
Now I don't know what we do. I mean,
they just sit from just,
Nobody
cares.
Talk about McDonald's. Same thing with radio.
Can you say why you had to fire the guy?
The bosses above me wanted him fired because they thought he was unclean, basically.
On the air or in life?
Both.
Oh.
Actually, yeah. He was just a really kind of laid-back guy who didn't... He worked in the evening and wasn't really that excited about hygiene.
Did you like the guy?
Yeah,
otherwise?
I liked the guy. I didn't want to fire him. I didn't
want to
fire him.
You didn't want to?
No, I didn't want to.
Did he smell a little weird?
He smelled it, yeah. He was German, you know.
Yeah.
If you had to fire someone now, who would it be?
Viver, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
See, that's why. It's your attitude, Viver. You don't care.
And that's why you're hired.
I have news about somebody leaving after the show, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have to tell you. Oh, okay. Not with our show, but
am I leaving?
Kind of, sort of.
Well, I was going to say, if it's a... With our show, we're all in here.
Forget we have this board here with the dry erase.
Oh, we have our dry erase.
Hey, welcome back to part two of the Chick McGee Show on podcast one.
Oh, wait. Huh? Oh, what do we do? Aha, take on me. There it is. God. I think this was the most objectionable ad. I added it. I think I was, they would have lists of music directors across the country in the trades, and it would... They'd add your name when you made the, you know, make a list. And
sure.
I was the lone holdout across the country. And Bill Heltemus was my Atlantic Records representative.
No
I remember
kidding.
His name.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
don't blame
his
her.
Name.
What's his name again?
Bill Heltemus.
Heltemus.
He got me like 25 Phil Collins No Jacket Required CDs. All sorts of stuff. Yeah. Man, I remember that. Part two of the Chick McGee Show brought to you by TrueCar. Can I tell you some stuff about TrueCar.com? Pricing information is great and necessary, but there's more to car buying than just price. It's getting a better deal than somebody else. That's right. The actual buying experience, and to enjoy a better one, you have to go to a TrueCar certified dealer. They're there to help you find the car you want, and they are what make TrueCar unique. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used car, you can get upfront pricing information that empowers you to find discounts off the list price for used cars and get a better buying experience through the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. Use the TrueCar website, TrueCar app, and you can easily find the new or used car you want. With TrueCar Pricing Curve, you'll see what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. Now you know what a fair price is. Ha-ha! So you can feel confident.
Ha-ha!
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 Ha-ha! Ha-ha! Take... Then you get a guaranteed savings certificate from a TrueCar certified dealer to make sure you're not getting the old Scroogey. TrueCar users save an average of $3,279 off the MSRP. With over 11,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide, over 2 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, tell them the Chick McGee Show sent you and visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app to enjoy a better car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. That's TrueCar.com.
Take on... The car buying experience.
Take on the car buying experience. Be confident with TrueCar.com. Yeah. Man, I don't like this song.
This right here is the worst part.
What movie was this in?
I think,
all of them in the 80s.
A few of them, yeah.
You think so?
It's in a commercial recently.
I'm going to say Mannequin on the Move.
I was always going to say that's number two. That's nobody watched Mannequin.
Nobody watches Mannequin number. Meshach Taylor was in number two.
Meshach. Is that a Bible song?
No, the guy from Designing Women.
I know what you're saying. Yeah,
thank you, Jeff.
Meshach and like Abednego or something.
Yeah.
Like
Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. I'm not sure what that refers to, but yeah.
It was the three wise men's street.
Did
names.
You know Aha was
Shadrach?
Hang on a second. The three wise men's street names are Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
Virgo. I don't know.
I learn something new every week on this show.
Aha is from Norway, by the way. They're Norwegian.
Ah.
But they're to sing it like the Americans, not like take on to me.
I think I would skip right over the UK and go straight to Norway, Sweden.
I would skip right over the 80s as far as music goes. Is what I'd skip
you
over.
You are right. It is. It's me shack, your shack, Abednego.
What about a bing bong?
Me shack, your shack, my shack?
Me shack.
Oh, never mind. That's a store.
Me shack, Shadrach is the second one.
Then the Your Shack is actually it's a furnishing store.
That's smart.
Imagine that coming up on your
good job, Springfield, Missouri.
Phone. It's in Springfield?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Let's go.
Cabinet clearance special, if you guys are interested.
Isn't that the capital of Missouri, Springfield, right? Isn't it?
Oh, I get it. A bed to go.
I think so.
Me shack, your shack, and a bed to go.
My house, your house, and a bed to go.
Columbia. Isn't Columbia the capital of Missouri?
No. Is it?
I don't know.
Jefferson City?
That sounds right.
That sounds right. Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right?
I think you're right.
Jefferson City?
Mm-hmm.
I let the record show. I did not look at my phone for that.
Right.
I just yanked it out of the clear blue sky.
Missouri.
You'd think St. Louis would be the capital.
Oh, those
right, yeah. Ooh, states that you think one city's the capital and it's not.
It's like Nevada, Las Vegas. No, Carson City. Mm-hmm. What the hell is that?
Kentucky is Frankfort.
Yep. Yeah, it should be Louisville. Is it Jefferson City?
No, I think it is Jefferson City. And yes, Frankfort. It should be Lexington.
Or Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville's not. It's on the edge. You got to have it a little more centered.
Any more, it doesn't have to be in the middle of the state. Yeah.
But it's on the river.
That's when people were driving their donkeys in to pay the taxes.
You know what? If you look, most decent-sized cities have a river right
exactly.
by
that's why Louisville should be Louisville. Louisville.
Louisville.
Say it like you're saying shovel.
Shovel.
Louisville.
Louisville. Louisville. Jefferson City, that's capital of Missouri. I got it on the third try.
I think it was your first try.
No, I said, what did I say first? Columbia? What did I say?
I said Columbia.
He said
you
Columbia.
Said Springfield.
Springfield.
Check the tape.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are three Jewish men that were thrown into a furnace after not bowing down to the image of the king of Babylon.
Right. But they were fine because...
But they said that there was... Yeah, but they say when they saw the men walking in the furnace, there were four men, but the fourth man was the son of God, so...
Oh, yeah.
They're cool.
Speaking of that, what are we going to do when one or both of the candidates for president of the United States withdraws and we have to start all over again? I'm sure you're asking yourself that question, aren't you?
No.
Is there a rumor someone's dropping out?
What?
Other than both of them, I can't imagine who it would be.
Yeah.
You think they're going to drop out?
Well,
as somebody said to me, Hillary Clinton's been running for president since she was 12.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not dropping out.
Well, everybody wants him to drop out.
Well, yeah.
Everybody wants him to drop out. That doesn't mean, well, not everybody.
Have you seen the De Niro thing online?
No. What did he do? Did he lose his mind?
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to punch him in his fucking face or something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't. Every time I see a Trump sign, I want to walk up to that person's door and give him a hug and be like, don't be angry. You don't have to be angry. Don't be angry.
I tried to watch the debate and the sniffing. There's a lot of sniffing.
That's what everybody said.
It was very loud.
He's a loud sniffer.
And I was very calm once it was turned off. Like, it was just like,
yeah.
It was very annoying.
Why was he sniffing into the microphone?
He was sick. I think you could tell he was sick. He had like a head cold.
Yeah, he's
the way he was like talking and.
He's a head cold, all right. I don't know. I don't. I voted in every major election since I could, and I really don't know what I'm going to do this year. I really don't know.
I'm not voting. I'm just going to let see. I'm taking this one. I'm going to sit back and just see what happens.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm not going to complain about anything if I don't vote. I wouldn't complain anything about it. I mean, but I feel like I have. There's a lot of people that can't vote. There's a lot of people that don't have that right, and I feel like as having that right, I should exercise it.
especially as a woman.
As a woman, yeah. I'm not.
I mean, they just, was it 12 years ago, they just got to vote, right?
Chick, and after everything that's happened in the last week.
Women can vote?
Yeah, even now.
Here's the thing. So even in the last week, with everything that's been said about, you know, what that's surfaced about his obvious opinion of women and how they should be treated.
But that was 11 years ago.
Yeah, people change. I mean, I used to like Nickelback, so I guess that's okay. You can change. But I'm just saying, I'm not.
Tell me what you want.
So maybe he doesn't feel that way now. That's fine. But I don't know. It's just that it's. You're going to have to give. Why? Voting for him. I'm not voting for. If I do vote, I'm not voting for Hillary because she has a vagina. I'm voting for her because I do, right? I mean, I read that somewhere else. I'm voting for her because I have a vagina and I don't want him to run the country.
But
it's also picking the lesser of two evils. They're both terrible.
That's the problem. We've got to the point of we're playing the lesser of two evils.
Lesser of two evils. It shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, which means something else is broken.
Right, which means I should have a hard time trying to decide who I'm voting for because they're both such wonderful people to represent my country.
Yes.
That's the problem I should have.
Yeah, I'm going to feel bad voting for either of them because the other person would probably be just as good. Yeah, right. That would be
could be farther from
yes,
the truth.
Yes, that would be a great problem to have.
Yeah, that would be a great problem to have. Why?
I just don't like the fact that you said – well, I have to vote because a lot of people don't have that right. Like, no, you don't have to vote. Like, if they're giving you two pieces of shit,
yeah, that's
true. Why do I have to vote for one of those people? No, you don't. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Give me a better product and I will exercise my right to vote.
That's true. That's true. What if we could get people to just not vote?
Exactly. But then one guy in, like, Wyoming will vote and then he decides the entire election.
Hey, yeah. Ken Bone's going to win. I'm just saying.
Let's write in Ken Bone.
Oh, that
when can people, you write it started people?
Last night. People are going hard.
People are going bananas about Kenny Bone.
That's not his real name.
Kenny Bone.
Kenneth Bone is his name.
No way.
Yes.
Actually, Roy Wood tweeted earlier today, and I retweeted it, that he went online and found the red half zip.
And he's going for him.
And he's
going
to – most people's Halloween costume was set when Kenny Bones asked that question.
Here,
what was his question? Do you guys remember?
Something about energy.
Yeah, something about energy and whatever. But I did not watch any of it.
He's been on CNN.
He was on CNN this morning. I was watching the game. The game was on. You know, the Packers are on. It's usually a good time to watch a game. But I did not watch any of the debate, but I had Twitter, and I'm just scrolling. Yeah. I'm just keeping an eye, getting a feel for what's happening. Uh-huh. And it looked like early on it was really awkward and people were losing their mind. And then, you know, whatever, Trump seemed to have – you know, I think that's kind of Trump's thing is like I'll just kind of crap the bed early and then I'll get better. And then you'll remember the end of me.
He was asked a question about – and this is real. This is just me reading like quotes from the internet, and he said somebody asked him something about his opinion of women or why he would treat women that way, something, and he ended I don't even know if he answered the question, but ended up ending his answer with ISIS, like it had something to do with ISIS.
Yeah, I didn't see that he was blaming ISIS for something.
one of the experts on CNN, I mean, they were talking to them on CNN. I don't know how much of an expert it was. He sounded like he was a kind of an intelligent guy, but Trump has a habit of, and I'm not judging him or people who are going to vote for Trump.
Or you can.
But Trump's immediate reaction after those comments, no one has higher respect for women than I do. Okay, well, that's kind of impossible.
Right.
Okay, that's just silly.
Yeah.
That's the way a petulant child would answer that question.
But that everything he does is great. So that's part of his shtick.
That's his
thing, he's sticking to his script.
As far as the poll, I think he won last night.
That's kind of what the feeling I was. Yeah. I read. I didn't. Like I said, I didn't watch it.
You know, he does okay for like 20 seconds.
But then he says something real crazy.
Those comments I made on the bus—they were unfortunate, and I apologize for them. And I certainly don't think about that now. But no one has more respect than I do for women. And it's like, okay, calm down. Okay.
I feel like he's like me. Like I'll be doing great for 20 seconds, and then I'm like, I'm going to put 5 more seconds on this, and then I just ruin it, and everyone hates me.
I don't know.
So Ken Bone is still in the top 10 of trending topics.
Yeah,
sure.
But no, I was laughing. And here's why. That's what I love about Twitter. I mean, he came on and I didn't know it until on Twitter these things just started popping up. And it was a solid hour, hour 15 into the debate. So people were kind of over the debate. And they wanted something to grab onto.
Yeah.
And they grabbed onto the Bone Zone, let me tell you. And I was laughing so hard at everyone's reaction. I have not laughed this hard. And I estimated, I don't know if I've ever laughed this hard.
That's funny.
Maybe back in college when you're a dumb college kid and everything's funny to you. But I was laughing so hard that my house was full of girls last night because each my girls had somebody over. But the oldest two came down. I was laughing so hard. They had to figure out, Dad, what are you laughing at?
Yeah.
So sure enough, Emma sends a thing today. She wants to do this for me. She wants to get me a Ken Bone T-shirt that's already for sale, by the way. Yeah. And she just put Christmas question mark.
That's funny.
It was – I don't know what it was. It was almost – cathartic to have something to laugh and smile about with this whole election cycle.
When debate is lost, slander becomes the tool of the loser.
Yeah.
Socrates
sure.
said that.
Sure. Well, then he said, I mean, he quoted or referenced Bill Clinton with that question too. I think he said nobody's been worse to women in history than Bill Clinton. Which
well, that was his first salvo out of the gun when he was apologizing when he. They said on Saturday Night Live, of course, when somebody if that happens to somebody, they reacted like your ex would at midnight on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's just like, and another thing, Bill Clinton's done far worse to women.
Did you see he pulled the Clinton accusers?
Yes.
At a press conference with them before the debate?
Yeah.
Like he had all four women that.
Right.
Yeah. That's.
What was it?
He's
that
really
said?
playing some weird hands.
Yeah, but somebody I can't find the guy. He tweeted and said last week when all this happened, he said, "And this is when Billy Bush saved the world from political Armageddon." It was like, I don't know. I still don't know if he's gonna be the one.
Yeah, I apparently not to go back to the Bone Zone, but apparently he said that the red knit sweater was his plan B option. Like that wasn't the first outfit he had picked out. He had another outfit, but
they asked him what his outfit was going to be.
Oh, yeah. No. He just brought. I think they brought up the red sweater. He goes, "Well, I ripped my pants."
Yeah.
So I think his pants had to change. Thus, his top changed
because
he had to coordinate.
So what happens? When you are selected? Like how far in advance are you selected to be a person who asks a question at a debate?
It's a pretty small group anyway.
It must be minutes before the debate because those people did not have time to rehearse the reading.
Trump was arguing with – well, you gave her a minute. She goes a minute over. No one says anything. I go 10 seconds over. You jump on me. He was like a child.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, I know how children act because I still act that way. Okay? And he's at the meetings. That's how I would have responded if I had been cornered.
You know what they say? Child's hands, child mind.
They have
they had
a breakdown of the
very small
speaking time, and I think Clinton and Trump were within like 30 seconds of each other.
Oh.
So Anderson, let's all say Anderson Cooper did an amazing job.
He did pretty
but
good.
No matter what happens, like the female before for the vice presidential debates, she got stepped on and walked all over, and people were like, "Oh, she's awful." But then Anderson Cooper was assertive and cut him off and like, "Oh, Anderson Cooper's an asshole.
You'd be screwed either way.
I heard good things about Anderson.
He did great.
Yeah. But I keep thinking that this is all like – this is all fun. When he was becoming the leader in the primaries.
Well, did you see where someone tweeted a picture and said,
real.
Said, "Man, he looks so familiar on a stage like this. Where have I seen it from?" And they had a collage of when he was on WWE.
Yeah.
And him walking around that stage with whatever the guy is that owns that.
McMahon?
McMahon.
Did you guys see this video of the Bone Zone afterwards?
He's taking pictures.
Well, I guess everybody had
– With Clinton?
Clinton went up to him.
And what he said?
He just shook his hand.
And every no
that
one
looks good.
No one could bring a camera in. No one could bring their phones in, so they all had the click and spin cameras.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? They gave them to them.
Really?
Yeah. They had to get everybody had to give up their cell phones, and then they started making fun of the bone because he was walking around taking a picture. Click, click, and then zzz, 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 with the, remember how we used to do that?
Yeah. I still have a waterproof camera we bought for spring break like 2 or 3 years ago that I need to get developed.
I still have one at the station.
You do? Mm-hmm. Do you use it?
There was one. I haven't taken them forever. So I'm curious what pictures are in there. I mean, when you were in there with me.
I think I've taken a couple on that camera.
I think I have two. Because it's been in the studio for a while, right?
Yeah. There is a disposable camera in one of my boxes from college that may or may not have naked pictures.
Yeah. Good chance.
And I need to find it and burn it because what if I die and my kids get that developed?
But I think if my mom I find one of her disposable cameras, I think I just throw it away.
You just throw it.
I don't want to know what's on there. Right? That's what you. Yeah.
Or I could just write, "Don't develop this."
Yeah.
Well, that's a sure way to get developed.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I don't know if that's. I don't. It might not. I don't remember.
I can't wait to see what happens next. I really can't, though. This is just amazing.
This was the best picture. People were doing lyrics because it looked like they were doing
karaoke-ing together,
singing a duet together.
Yeah. It does.
Like she's got her hand up, and
it does.
Sorry, I'm trying to find the humor in
it. It is comical. I mean, what else are you going to do? Because if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. And I know that's such a silly thing to say, but it's true.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I mean. It just makes me so sad that these are our choices. Well, we could vote for the Green Party or the Libertarians. Isn't Chris Spangle?
No. Tom says that any vote for the third party is you just might as well throw it in the trash.
I know.
He said that on the air today.
That sucks, but have you ever done that quiz where it tells you, like, according to your values, who you should vote for?
Oh, yeah. Well, probably more Libertarian than anything because it's kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but those Libertarian tests or those tests are skewed for a Libertarian. Yeah, so you'd be like, I am a Libertarian, and then you donate money.
Really?
Yeah. Seriously.
I'm sure there's some of that. I've said it before.
Another reason to hate Spangle.
Yep.
I'll say it again.
Do I need another?
If you need another.
two or three years from now, not even that long, the people with thanks Obama are going to go,
Please, dear God,
Obama, come back, please.
When I see that, I just... It's
did you see it when he did it at some...
Thanks, Obama. Yeah, he did. He did it at the media dinner, didn't he?
He was like, unemployment's way down, average middle income's up 30%. Or thanks, Obama. Then drops a mic or something. Yeah.
Thanks, me.
But you know how much he didn't get done because of the old white men that have held the same position?
That's the whole problem with this whole system.
That there's no... I mean, there's men who have held office there for 40 years. 40 years.
Well, keep in mind, one of them is our vice president. Keep that in mind.
Okay, that's true.
His number two, his number one guy, technically, is that guy.
Is that guy.
So.
Yeah. But if you think that they're not going to let shit get done because our president was black, what do you think he's going to do with a woman? You think she's going to go in there and get shit done?
It's going to be I can't wait to see what happens.
She has probably a little more respect within that whole system.
You think so?
Well, being in the White House for 8 years.
Running a White House already.
And she was a senator.
Right.
And she was Secretary of State. So she has the clout, you would hope.
Yeah, you would hope. But she has a vagina. She's missing that one key part.
Yeah, that's the whole problem with the system. It's real simple. These people are elected to represent the views of the people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that at all.
No.
I would say 90% of them could care less. They all, you know, I mean, the whole gerrymandering of things, like, how can I? All it is I want to get in office and I want to find a way to stay in office. Mm-hmm. That's all they do. That's all it seems like they do. Sorry.
So when did
that's me being serious.
I know it sounds bad, though, but
when
so
did it all go to shit?
When did the wheels fall off?
I don't know. I don't know.
When it's did the wheels fall off?
I mean, they've been wobbly. They keep getting wobblier, and it finally happened.
But I still have the opinion, too, I am very liberal when I say, or apparently that's the label that I would get because I say you help people when they're down. And I don't, but I also know that there are people that will take advantage of your help. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. There was a time when you would come to the United States because it was where you came to make a life for yourself because you were hard working and you worked hard. But now it's a place you come to because you don't have to work hard and they will pay you for it. Is that not right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when did that transition happen? That's what I'm saying. When did it be like, oh, go to the United States. They don't make you do fucking anything.
Well,
as opposed to when people used to come here because they could build a better life for themselves.
These don't represent my views, but I'm going to tell you my thoughts on this. Okay. My guess.
Okay.
Liberals tend to like those people because if you do that for them, they will come back and vote for you. That's my point I just made a little bit ago.
Right. Yeah.
So they push that agenda. Conservatives have their own agenda with getting, you know, big money from banks and stuff. Sure. You know, it's either way.
Broken.
The system is way broken.
Yeah.
I mean, who told me or did I read this that most through the years, the most civilized or democratic societies only last a couple hundred years because they eventually break and they'll break hard.
Yeah.
Now, maybe we're past that. I don't know. But maybe 1,000 years from now, they're going to look back at this. Yeah, remember the Americas 1,000 years ago? You know, who knows? They had it all and they gave it up because they were so greedy.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to, you know, toot our own horn here that all four of us have different opinions and we're able to let each other talk and be respectful. And I wish that we could all do that a little bit more. But unfortunately, people get so angry and passionate about it that it's very hard to let people just talk and share their opinion.
However, I have been rolling my eyes and making motions with my hands when Jess has been talking. True. Yeah,
so. Stupid pieces. Yeah. Dumb ideas.
Yeah, here's my biggest thing is I've grown older, and I've always had a care for the environment,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is generally a liberal left-leaning.
Right.
But I'm generally kind of conservative overall. But I'm like, no one talks about it. I'm like, none of this is going to mean anything. Mm-mm. If our Earth is a big hot box.
Well,
and
you know
nothing...
what the conservatives will say? How dare you think you have the hubris, the ego, to think that you can have an effect on the environment?
Right.
It's been been here for thousands of years. Yeah. It'll be here for 1,000 more.
Al Gore
no matter
invented
what you
global
do.
Warm. No. Was it Al Gore?
Al Gore, yeah.
He invented global warming on the internet.
Well, and that's the problem, that he did do a good thing by bringing it out.
Yeah.
But the problem is he was a Democrat doing it.
The problem,
if it would have been an independent, heck, even a libertarian, if they would have done it, I think the right side would be a little more. But now we're supporting a Democrat if we
– I don't think you can argue with – I think that it's the marketing of global warming is the problem. It's not a warming. It's climate change.
It's
erratic changes in climate. I mean, hurricanes and that just
– If global warming's real, why is there snow? People have said that.
Yep. Yeah, well, I know. But Believe me, I know.
You know who is worried about energy and climate change? Ken Bone. Ken Bone is very concerned about energy.
Yeah.
All the time. Just idiots.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I'm with you.
I agree. I can't read that.
But that's the people being extreme. You know, you don't – the world isn't extremes.
It is.
You know, don't go way left and way right. That's a recipe for disaster.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, I get it. That's why we have two, so we can kind of wobble between the two. And guess what? Find a nice, happy medium.
My great-grandfather was a Whig. My grandfather was a Whig. My dad was a Whig. And I'm a Whig.
By the way, this was a little while back. I don't know if you saw this, Jess. Maybe. Yeah, it was actually only a couple weeks. A friend of ours, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's this I hear about hydrogen in the drinking water? Thanks, Obama.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
He does that about every few months. He'll thank Obama for something. He's got a new gig, by the way. I heard.
Yeah.
He asked about being on the show permanently. I'm like, how are you going to do that? Our show here.
Like, well, he can do what he's doing from anywhere, though.
Sort of, yes.
Do you want me to get rid of the politics talk and...
Yeah, you got to
get the hate. Tom Brady's back and he's going to beat all your teams. You all suck.
Tom Brady's back and he's pissed and he feels as good as he did. He feels better at 39 than he did at 29.
You guys,
he
looked He looked so thin in the press conference after the game yesterday.
He didn't even – I don't think he showered. I think he just went straight to the press conference.
I think Giselle's not feeding him. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You mean she's locking him up in a room like that one lady was doing with her
Tommy!
In a cage, poking him with a stick. And
what would her accent be? Do it.
Well, she's Portuguese.
No, she's Brazilian.
Portuguese.
Austrian? Austrian.
Oh, her accent. Yes.
Is she? No. Is she? Yeah. Remember when she was at the Olympics?
The Olympics, right? Yeah.
And all Brazil. She did was
she
walk
just walked
across
the way. Look at me.
That's a really
good model.
That's a really good model walk, Jason.
All I did was just shift my shoulders left and right.
Look at me. I'm beautiful. Look at me.
Well, as usual, we're all going to hell in a handbasket. So I don't know where that came. I don't know where that came
from. Hell in a handbasket?
Hell in a handbasket.
The Longer Burger people.
You think it's the Longaberger basket people?
Yeah.
It's shaped like a big basket.
It's shaped like a big basket. What's that called? What's that called?
I forget.
No, what's that called when the building is what it is, what the service is?
Are you thinking it's the word that sounds like the name of the word?
Onomatopoeia?
Yeah. I don't know if there's a word like that for...
There's a word for when the building looks like what the product...
Oh, like it looks like the booby trap has two big boobs. Mm-hmm. That whole thing that Rodney Carrington was talking about.
You guys, Max just listened to that for the first time, that Rodney Carrington gig. Or that Rodney Carrington album.
Which one? Oh, from with the Bob and Tom thing?
No, the one, his first album. That was the first album I listened to on the internet, I remember.
Right.
But,
internet.
Pick one, Jess, please.
Internet. What is this?
Internet. See, that's the same kind of thing with you with the Patriots. You're like so into it, you don't even acknowledge that the 31 teams are even good. Yeah, you can hit it.
Oh yeah, I do. But it's this year. There's like six good teams, and the others are just
who knew Minnesota would be one.
No, Minnesota's a pretender. Remember, I said that.
Have they not played anyone? Is that what you're going to say? Mm-hmm. You can only play the games, win the games. You're it's on your schedule.
Vibbert's a better quarterback than Bradford. Guess where the Longaberger Basket
Company
is?
In Indiana,
it's in Ohio,
Newark, Ohio. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was in Indiana.
Newark. It's Newark, but we in Ohio.
Is that kind of Western Ohio?
Newark. It's.
Yeah, it's on the way to Toledo.
I feel like Ohio
it's around Columbus.
Is one of the more underestimated states that how large it is.
Oh, yeah. It's like a big square.
To get from one side to the other, up
it
and down,
long time.
It takes a while.
It's
long
called
time.
Novelty architecture? That can't be right.
That's stupid.
That's a stupid word.
What a jackass of a word.
Or there's a teapot dome shaped like a teapot.
Mm-hmm. The booby trap on there?
There's a Statue of Liberty in Paris that's shaped like the Statue of Liberty.
Is there a booby trap on there?
Booby trap is not on here. Brown Derby is a derby-shaped restaurant.
We say that at our house a lot from the Rodney Carrington thing where he says, dream on, hooker. Dream the fuck on. Remember that?
No, I don't.
Do you remember that chick?
I don't.
Huh? I doubt he actually listened to Rodney's CD.
Who, Max?
Yeah,
oh,
chick.
No, oh, no,
I don't
probably
deny
not.
You just said he did. No chick. I don't. Chick.
No, his most recent stand-up is blue.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
To where I was like, Max, we're not.
Mm-mm. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, I shut it off.
So did he ask, how soon can I watch it?
Yeah, I was like, next time I leave, I guess. Yeah, because, I woke up in the middle of the night and he was asleep on the couch and he was watching, the leather jumpsuit, Eddie Murphy's Raw.
Murphy. Oh, okay. Oh,
and I
okay.
was like, are you fucking serious? I was like, God, I hope he fell asleep early and did this. Yeah.
It put him to sleep?
I guess. Yeah. It was late.
God,
it was
I remember hearing that.
Hearing that for the first time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jujubes? Is there a little part?
I still think Chris Rock's is. I like Chris Rock's
he's
first
a little
special.
He's a little more polished,
yeah.
Better
think, than yeah. Eddie Murphy's.
Eddie's more about the performance.
I'm in the minority.
Eddie's more of a performance. Rock has better jokes.
I need you guys to do me a favor before the next episode.
Do we need a pinky swear in this?
No, this just like some.
Sounds serious.
Just be mindful.
Okay.
KK and I, that's my pet name for Caitlin. She and I need to find... duet Halloween costumes.
Oh, cool.
So we've considered Romy and Michelle, but she looks like Romy and Michelle, so that's not going to work for me.
Who's that?
Romy and Michelle's Caitlin. High school reunion.
No. I know Caitlin, but Romy and Michelle. I don't know who Romy and Michelle are.
Romy and Michelle's a movie with...
Mira Sorvino and Lisa Kudrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they go back to their high school reunion. They say they invented Post-its.
I like it.
Yeah. So, but they're both tall and blonde and beautiful. I'm none of those things. Caitlin is all of those things. And then we also said Thelma and Louise.
Mm-hmm.
We do Thelma and Louise, but I need you guys to think of good.
What
duet.
About the?
What are you already thinking?
What about
No, I can't say.
What about the Push Me Pull You from Dr. Doolittle?
I don't even know what that is.
It's the thing with two heads. It's an animal with two heads.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Or what about you go as a spoon, she goes as a fork?
Okay.
I don't know. Was that too
what?
Soon? What? I don't know.
It's too soon?
Too simple. Too,
No, just too terrible.
We could do the Nicki Minaj and Bay.
Whoa. Time out. The spoon and the fork was terrible? I thought it was a decent idea. Off the top of the head? Spoon and fork. Everyone uses them.
That's amazing.
No.
No, there were two llamas that are connected at the butt.
Yeah, you don't remember Dr. Doolittle, Push Me, Pull You?
Yeah.
That's so how does that work? Every 15 minutes, I get to go straight.
To the animals, just imagine it.
Who were the Tweedledee and Tweedledum?
Tweedledee from Alice in Wonderland. Sure.
Yeah. So guys, be thinking about it, and our listeners can send us
Martin and Lewis
suggestions.
Chick, this is episode 34. Any famous 34s?
34.
Scottie Pippen.
Herschel Walker. I thought he was 33.
So we did 33.
Oh, that's right.
That's the first one I thought was Herschel Walker. I don't know why.
Right.
He didn't do that much.
That's the tattoo.
That
is
the
tattoo.
He's
wearing a Herschel Walker.
Chad Daniels,
yes. Yeah, he is. Chester Cheeto.
34. Mm-hmm.
Cheetah.
34.
What? See, I did the same thing.
No, I got nothing.
34s.
Do you think we can get John Riggins in here for episode 44?
No.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Talk to Joe.
We should have gotten Joe in here for 7. Number 7.
I know.
We were just
I don't think it was
there.
Here. I think 7 was at the
I think
other
he
place.
Was 3 at Notre Dame. What number was he at Notre Dame? You remember?
His last name was different, too.
Was he number 9 at Notre Dame?
Don't bring that up.
Sorry.
Montana might have been 9 at Notre Dame.
No, Montana was, I think... 16 and 19, I thought.
What do I get if Theismann's number was 3 at Notre Dame?
High five.
Okay. Good job. Attaboy.
Good job, Harry.
Okay. I'm not seeing it, Harry.
All right. Well, we'll get this
Let's
going
get out
right
of here.
Now.
Number at. No, not NF. ND. Motherfuck. Infuriatingly fat fingers. Number 7? It was 7 at Notre Dame, too?
How about that?
Trying to listen.
She's trying to listen to Nickelback, too.
I think Nickelback owes everyone in America a nickel. Look at that beautiful man at Notre Dame.
How old does he look there?
The same as he does now.
He's 20. He looks 35 or 40 in that
mm-hmm.
picture. Check out those burns. Gosh, I barely, yeah, I see
he
it
He's a
in
handsome
the face,
man.
But.
Burns. Thanks for listening to the Chick McGee Show from Podcast One. Our nation is going to hell. I'm voting for Chad Kroeger, president.
And this will way be, too good.
This will be our new national anthem.
If Nickelback gave everyone in America a nickel,
how much would it cost?
$1.6 million. Not that bad.
It's not that bad. Chad's got that.
Oh, he's got that in the bank.
You think he saved all his money?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sounds low.
That does sound low.
Good night, Joe Theismann.
5% of 300 million people is not 1 point something.
I'm telling you, that's what
you
the...
Jackass.
I crunched the numbers. Are you
this
doubting
is the
me?
Same, this is the same computer that ran the Penske file, okay? And that was award-winning.
Okay. How many people are in this country, Jeff? Tell me.
320 million.
All right, let's go. 320 million.
Good night, everybody!
I'm going to figure this out.
There's nothing like the thrill of a last-second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game-winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year End event. We need to make room for the 2018s, so this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.